This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Larry Harrell. Brought to you by I-95 Toyota, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Bruce Kennedy Tire, Air Adjusters, Watermarks Printing, and by Game Time Wings and Things. And now here is your host, Kip Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Larry Harrell on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location at Game Time Wings and Things across from Captain Joe's, where we'll be each and every week on Sunday nights at 6:30 for this entire football season. This segment of the Larry Harrell Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, I-95 Toyota, Bruce Kennedy Tire, Air Adjusters, Watermarks Printing, and by Game Time Wings and Things. And now join us, the head coach of the Brunswick High School Pirates, Coach Larry Harrell.
How's it going, Kip?
It's going okay, Coach. I mean, we played the city championship game last night, and we just came up a little bit short. But before we came on the air here, we were talking about the effort. And if you're a true Pirate, you had to be proud of the performance last night.
Yeah, our kids played exceptionally well, played hard, and you know, I'm proud of, you know, my staff and putting together what I thought was a very good game plan in 4 days. You know, the kids came back in through adverse conditions and haven't played in 21 days, and I felt like, you know, we came out, you know, like we had just played it, you know, last week. So we're growing, we're maturing, you know. Definitely not where we want to be yet, but I can see so many strides that we've taken since I've been here going into my second year.
Coach, you had some wrinkles in the game plan. There was a couple of plays there where we throw it out there to Sean, and he'd flip it back to McMaster, and it worked for us on a couple of occasions. And, you know, we spread them out and caused them some problems with our passing game, and had a balanced effort on offense last night. I think we had 166 rushing, 139 passing, left some yards and some points on the board. So talk a little bit about your offensive performance last night. And it was, hey, that was a good defense we were playing. Just talk a little bit about how pleased you were with that effort.
I'm very pleased. I thought our offense coach put together a great game plan. We just felt like looking at the team that Glenn had played all year, they thrive when you get them in tight situations. And I like I said, you know, most people tell you that, you know, you run up on a pack of wolves in a jungle, you have no chance whatsoever. But if you, you know, run up on one wolf, you have a chance. So we want to spread those guys out and get them in one-on-one situations when we are able to have success. And to show you how much success we had, like I was telling you off the air, that's the first time that Glenn has given up that many points since 2014. So it just goes to show, you know, that Coach Adalgo and the staff, you know, has done a great job in his tenure so far playing defense, and we're able to come in and put some points on the board. Like you said, we still have a lot of points on the board. You know, in a game like that, it was almost a playoff atmosphere, and every play, every down, every series means, and we had to capitalize. We had a block punt, and we had a turnover in the first half that we should have converted into points. And, you know, there's just things that, you know, we're going to harp on to those guys when they come in tomorrow, that we got to capitalize on every opportunity in those big games like that.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Larry Harrell on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, we're talking out there, Jamari Stevens. We spread him out early, got him involved in the running game, and he, you know, I don't know if they were expecting that. He made some things happen. You know, he's not very big, but he's tough as nails, and he caused him some problems with his feet last night.
Yeah, we knew everybody's going to key on number 6, Brandon McMaster. And the teams that have success in Glenn in the past, they've done a lot of misdirection. So you send it back one way, and we felt, you know, we've kind of hidden that part of the game. We've been knowing we're going to do it. Jamarius is a exceptional athlete. And we've been keeping him in the pocket more, but it's region time now. So we kind of have to take the reins off of him and let him show his dual threat capability. He does a great job. He's long, he's lean, and deceptively fast. And the thing I love about him is he doesn't take great big hits, except I think he took one big hit, but it told him his foot got kind of caught in the grass where he couldn't slide. But other than that, he does a great job protecting himself. I think his helmet came off one time and was able to bring Sean Smith in to punch it in. So, you know, we have Sean back there to back him up if anything were to happen. But like you said, he's making great decisions with the ball. Thought he made some great timely decisions in a passing game, and it keeps teams, you know what I'm saying, on their heels where they can't just key on McMaster in our running game.
Sean Smith kind of had his coming out party for 2016 last night. Had a great game, the opening kickoff, 83-yard touchdown. Caught a lot of passes, ran the football, brought him in, and he's a good athlete, scored that touchdown. He played great ball last night. Talk a little bit about Sean.
Yeah, I mean, Sean, for some odd reason, when the city championship rolls around, his focus goes to another level. And we talked to him after the game that, you know, we need that Sean every week from here on out. And we're going to be tough to beat when he shows up. There was one play that was critical. We talked about not converting. It was a fourth down. We went for it. And, I mean, the referee said, Coach, his back heel just went out. He went up and made a great catch where if his foot, the whole foot would have been in, you know, we could have punched it in. But, you know, you just need those plays. In those games like that, Kip, you know, you coaching, and at the end of the day, it comes down to your athletes got to make plays. And that's what it came down to. And, you know, on the other side, you know, we just talked about off air, that number five for them made plays and just refused to let them lose. And that was our first time seeing him at quarterback. You know, we played him last year. He was still at wide receiver, but that was a whole different dynamic. I know we'll get into it later on, but, you know, you just got to make plays. I thought DJ Whitfield came to the party. That's how I want to punch in the passing game. You know, just those guys put so much pressure on defenses with their deceptive speed. So, you know, I don't know if I should be so optimistic, but I'm excited about what we got coming down the hill, and I guarantee our defense, you know, won't give up that many points again going down the stretch.
Coach, we got down after that. We came out to half, and we got down 21-13, and then the offense answered with a 66-yard drive to kind of get the momentum back on our side, and then we got the two-point conversion. Talk a little bit about what that meant to you to watch these guys just suck it up and just go down the field. And I think it was like a seven-play drive, and we just went right down the field and answered after it looked like Glenn had taken control of the football game.
The growth in our players is tremendous, Kip. Last year, when we got down, you know, kids were throwing helmets and, you know, had their head down dejected. At halftime, we had a heated discussion with them because we weren't making the one-on-one blocks. We ran those same quick screens in the second half and made those blocks, and you saw what happened. And, you know, just that we're able to coach those kids hard and they respond is tremendous, and they're just – unwillingness all season long to quit. It's key. And they saw, you know, Glenn go down and score. They're like, hey, Coach, we're going right back at him. And we did. And, you know, that's what you want to have as a team that's striving to be championship caliber. You're going to be in some adverse situations. You know, we had the big storm. You know, we overcame that adversity, got ready to play earlier in the year. We had a storm, had to play in, you know, smoldering heat. You know, and so we've been through so much this year, if you look back at it, kid, but our kids are resilient. They keep fighting. And like I said, this community ought to really be proud of these boys and the effort that they, you know, put in. I mean, a lot of them could be at home, you know, helping clean up for storm and stuff, but, you know, they wanted to play this city championship, not for themselves, but for their families, for their community, and for their school. So, you know, people ought to look at what these young people did. Not only that, and I know this is off topic, you know, we did a community service project, went to Selden and cleaned up after the hurricane. So, you know, our guys are just all about being selfless, you know, and just giving back. And I'm proud of our kids.
I'm proud of them too, Coach. We're going to take our first break right now. More to come on the Coach Larry Harold Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our
Your new stop for wings, burgers, and fries? Game Time Wings and Things on 341 just across from Captain Joe's is your new home for a great time and great food. Whether it's stopping in for a game of darts, a game of pool, lunch, dinner, or just to enjoy the sports atmosphere, Game Time Wings and Things is your new home for a great time on 341. So stop on in and see Paul and the gang or call in an order 912-275-7246. Game Time Wings and Things.
Ready, and speak, aggressive,
fight songs. Cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, Explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Larry Harrell on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location from Game Time Wings and Things across from Captain Joe's on Highway 341. This segment brought to you by Game Time Wings and Things, I-95 Toyota, and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Brandon McMaster. I don't need to say anymore.
He's a very intense individual. Has kind of become a... not only a leader, but just an emotional bell cow for us. I've only known him, you know, a couple of months, but I've just absolutely fallen in love with that kid. I've been coaching, like I said, 14 years, and I've never seen a running back run as angry as he does. I mean, he looks for contact, he seeks contact, and I've never seen, you know, when I watch a Glenn Academy defense, I always see him go attacking the running back. And there were several times I saw some guys not looking or not in such a hurry to go tackle Mr. McMaster. And, I think we're starting to see he's 100% again. And that Brandon that showed up in the coffee game in the first game of the season, you're going to see him for the rest of the season. And it's not going to be nothing pretty.
That 14-yard touchdown run, Coach, I saw it live and in person, but I haven't seen it on film yet when he ran over the Glenn Academy homecoming king. And that looked like Herschel Walker running over Bill Bates on the SEC Network when they showed them old clips, and that was pretty impressive.
Well, I was watching the film in bed this morning, and it woke my wife up. She could not believe it. When your spouse can look at a game and she's wild because she knows what kind of hit that was, you know you got something special in there. I mean, again, he's just an intense kid. You know, you've had a chance to get to know him and get huddle sessions, and like I said, he's as good as advertised. And like I said, I'm just glad he's on our team.
And he's a good player, Coach DJ Whitfield. Every time we get him the ball, good things happen. So my question to you is, how can we figure out a way to get him the ball more?
We got to get him the ball more.
Yeah.
That's our job as coaches, to find out a way. But you have to have that balance, because like I say, you still know that, and Master has to be the bell cow, but you have to balance that between Sean has to get his touches, and then DJ has to get his touches. So you're absolutely right. But it's a good problem to have, that, we have to be able to get that kid the ball more, because every time he touches, some good thing happening. Early on in the half, we threw a couple of those quick screens to him and get out, because we missed that one-on-one block. So he could have had even more yardage had we just secured that initial block. So that's something we have to work on as well as practice.
I just didn't realize how fast it was. On that 53-yard touchdown, me and Teddy were just amazed in the broadcast booth the way he just ran away from them down that sidelines. And I thought he was a 4.6 guy, but he ran like a 4.4 guy.
Yeah, he DJ deceptively fast. We got a couple of kids like that, him and Jamaris. But, he just – it was a couple of guys I'm looking at. I thought he was going to get caught because he had the angle on him, but he outran the angle. And, he's still an underclassman, has a bright, bright future. And you just love to see kids get that type of success, because you know it's going to help his confidence going down the line going forward.
You're listening to the Larry Harrell Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, in the second half, we got down 35-21. Okay. and we got the football back. We go down and score, and then we get into the defense now. That's been kind of our strong point all season long, and last night Glenn's offense just took it to us. I mean, we can't sugarcoat it any other way. They just had their way with us. But at the end of that football game, they got us the football back, and we had the ball on our own 5 after a Glenn punt with 2 minutes and a timeout. We drove it, what, to the Glenn 40? And then just time ran out on us. So talk a little bit about your defense and just, you know, I know they're down today, and I wrote an article today, and I kind of was a little hard on them, so I apologize for that. So it could have been after all that emotional abuse I took around town last night, so I apologize for that, Coach. But just talk a little bit about the psyche there, and I know these kids work hard and they're going to bounce back, but just talk a little bit about how they're hurting today.
Well, you know, it's a learning experience, and you got to learn that we have to continue to have that edge for, you know, 48 minutes. I thought they didn't play bad in the first half, and actually they got a turnover for us. Like I said, we didn't convert. But, you know, this is my philosophy. In certain games, you know, offense and defense have to be there for each other. On a game like that, it's our job. Glenn scored 35. We had to find a way to score 36. And then on their side, they feel like, you know, we scored 6 against Camden. It's their job to hold them to 0. So, you know, and that's just the type of team we have. We're going to learn from it. But, you know, like I said, that was huge. You brought that up, that they were able to get us the ball back, which we could have got back a little sooner. But, you know, Glenn did a good job of adjusting to what we did first half. And then we actually had to go and start doing things that we had in practice. I guess that look, you know, it's just one of those things. You just come down to will. And our kids have to have that will, too. Just like their players had the will to make those plays. We got to have the will to prevent those plays on defense in a big game like that.
We had trouble containing the edge. And we had trouble, you know, with Kendall Cross up in the middle. But, you know, when we did a pretty good job, slowed that down a little bit. DJ attacked that edge. Coach, like, probably new high school quarterback that I've seen. I said during the broadcast, I'm so glad to see him go. But just talk a little bit. He gets out there so quick, and it just seemed like our linebackers couldn't get off the blocks out there to contain the edge.
Yeah, well, you're so worried about the thing that he's been killing people all year on that play is cutback. So against where, you know, everybody's over pursuing, he stops cutting back cross field. So all we were telling him, take your time getting out there. Well, you take your time, and now he. So you darn if you do, you darn if you don't. And I'm gonna tell you this, as a football coach, I'm also a football fan.
Yeah.
He goes down as easily one of the top 5 players I've ever seen play in high school. Easily. If he's on your team, you love him to death. When he's not on your team, just like you say, it was a couple of times we had him in 3rd and 22, 3rd and 15, and I think 3rd and 18, and he's able to get out of his situation. And those are the plays, Kip, that you just can't script. We had everybody covered downfield. You sit back there, and your D-line is hesitant about going to tackle because they're falling down and get out of it. So you're trying to maintain integrity. But he's just a great athlete. And, you know, like I said, man, I just enjoy the game of football. I love seeing those kids make plays. And, you know, Lane County is fortunate at place. Me and Coach Adal talked about it before the game. They have so many great athletes on both at 2 schools, and just letting them throw the ball out there on a given night and letting them go at it. And that's what they did. And, you know, he's just a great athlete. I can't take nothing away from the kid.
We're going to take our second break. We'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Larry Harold on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now these words from our sponsors.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
This crazy South Georgia weather is like a box of chocolates. But no matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. In fact, Air Adjusters has combined experience of over 100 years. High quality work, trained professionals. Give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com.
The best print shop in Glynn County? Watermarks Printing. Watermarks Printing is your all-in-one print shop. Digital printing, hats, t-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermarks Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing. So stop in at 295A Redfern Village next to Two Friends, 912-638-1445 or at watermarksprinting.com.
Back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with Head Coach Larry Harold on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location at Game Time Wings and Things across from Captain Joe's on Highway 341. This segment is brought to you by Bruce Kennedy Tire, Air Adjusters, and by Watermarks Printing. Coach, our third down defense, they were 6 for 10 on third downs last night, on third down conversions, and most of them were over 10 yards. And just talk a little bit about how frustrating that can get as a coach when you can't get off the field.
You know, at those long yard situations, you're starting to call your special teams to get ready. And then when it hit the first down, it's like, go sit back down. I mean, I don't have hair on my head. If I had some, I probably wouldn't have none today. It's frustrating. One of the biggest things we talked about all year long, we've been doing it, win the third down battle, get off the field. Win the third down battle, get off the field. But, you know, we just got to have going forward. We face a dynamic quarterback like that again. I don't know if we'll see one in the playoffs or not, but we got to be able to get those type of guys on the ground on third down. We have to. Our DBs did a good job on third down covering them, but they can't cover, you know, 4 or 5 seconds. You just can't do it. So we just have to learn to get back to our attacking style. I just thought in the second half that was a difference. We are an attacking aggressive style defense, and we sat on our heels. We have to continue to be attacking, just, you know, go get them.
Your assessment of our defensive line last night, their offensive line, I thought coming into the season was going to kind of be a weak point for them, but they just looked pretty good last night.
They took it to us. They took it to our defense front. Our defense front line, linebackers have never played like that all year long. We got to go back in the lab and go to work. We're a prideful team. You know, we got it took it to us. We just got to go back to work. Coach Bust, the D-line coach, was very upset when I left the meeting. He's going to get those guys right, and won't have that type of performance no more this year. It is what it is, Skip. I mean, you know, we have to be able to respond and again in a big game like that. And like I said, our D-line is too big and too talented to you know, get pushed around like that. So we're going to have to get that fixed.
Coach, I know we struggled on defense last night, but broadcasting the game, Alfonso Clinch might be our best cornerback, and he made some fantastic covers on especially one on a deep post pattern right down the middle of the field where he made up some ground, almost picked the ball off on the goal line down there. And, you know, he's not that tall, but, man, he just makes plays.
He's a kid, Kim. That means he's quiet and doesn't say anything, but he does exactly what Coach Young tells him to do, and that's what makes him good. And people always try him out. We try him all the time in practice. He refuses to lose. We go in practice. He won't go against anybody but Sean or DJ because he said, Coach, I got to get better. You know, if any other guy try to get in front of him, he won't go. He wants to go against the best. And I just love the kid to death. You know, he has the heart of a lion. And like you said, he just plays hard. Probably our best tackling secondary player as well.
And after the coffee game where our secondary gave up some passing yardage, that just hasn't been the case. Those guys have really locked it down since then, and our secondary is strong. I mean, those guys really get after it, and Gamage broke on a ball that they threw to Randon. I could have picked it off. That would have been a pick six. And those guys really are getting after it back there.
Yeah, him, Jalen Jackson, and Gamage, you know, and – you know, we're playing better. Again, you know, the back end and the front end work together. So, you know, when they're out there covering those guys on third down, you know, we got to get people on the ground. So, you know, or make them throw the ball deep, because I just have confidence in our secondary. If they throw the ball, that we can, you know, get our hands on it. So, like I said, Coach Young and Coach Kurt Williams are doing a great job with our secondary.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Larry Harrell on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, special teams, we won the special teams battle last night, hands down.
I had to commend Coach Jeff Brady last night. You know, and I know our special team was atrocious. In the offseason, I put him in charge of it. And he's done a great job from day one of putting a PowerPoint together, putting videos together, showing these guys how much important special teams is and the difference. He showed them a clip of the championship game against Alabama, how they ran that onside kick. He showed them the clip of South Evan last year of how we were up, we got into the game 21-21 and without a kickoff return. He's made those guys see how important it is. And the kids have bought in. Alonzo Brown blocked the kick last week. He blocked another punt this week and made them have to roll to the left on a kick that they haven't done all year. We had a big kickoff return to start the game off. I mean, it's important to these kids now. The pooch kicks you were talking about at halftime, hanging the ball in the air and getting down there. And I would love it if our kicker could put it in the end zone and make it easier, but he can't. So we're pooch kicking it, and we're getting our guys down there. And if you try to run it, you know, we're going to put that wood on you. And special teams, that third phase, like I said, I thought we won, you know, offensively, defensively, with offensively, special team-wise. We just lost the battle on defense. And, you know, like I said, when those, we get all three working together at the same time, we're going to be a tough out. But I'm proud of Coach Brady and the job he's done with our young guys.
All right, Coach, Glenn Academy's done. Can't do anything about that now. Now we got to go to Springfield Friday night and play Effingham County. And that's a must-win because we got to have it.
Yeah, we got to have it. These next 8 days are going to test our will, our focus, everything. We have 3 games in 8 days. After Effingham, we have to come right back Monday at 6 o'clock and go to Hinesville for Bradwell. It's going to be tough, but it's something that I told the coaches that, you know, this is what life is handling us, and this is what we're going to have to deal with. So we got a plan to come in and practice this week, and then we've got to kind of get ready for Bradwell. So these are region games. We got to have them. These next 3 games, they have got to be victories for us. So we came in today after an emotional, intense game, put together another great game plan. So we don't have time to feel sorry for ourselves or lick our wounds. Like I said, we got to get ready to go to Springfield and get this win against Effingham.
So talk a little bit about Effingham, Coach. What did they bring to the table, and what kind of things are concerning to you looking at them on film? And just talk a little bit about what they do on offense, what they do on defense.
Well, the first thing that's concerning to me is the fact that we just played our biggest rivals in an emotional game. We have to get prepared on another short week, and it's about getting up. This is where the maturity level gonna get up. We gotta go in there and play with the same focus and intensity that we did last night. And if we do that, we're gonna be fine. You know, Effingham is a bunch of scrappy kids. You know, they don't have great athletes or anything like that, but they're fundamentally sound. They play hard, and they're gonna play with you the whole time, the whole game. If you look back last year, after Ware had that big loss to GA, they went travel right to Effingham and Springfield and got upset. And those are the type of things that I'm talking about that I'm going to stress to our kids all week long. Be focused, be intense. This has got to be, like you said, it's a must win for us. We got to have this.
If we can get these next three, we'll host the state playoff game.
Yeah, and that's the key.
Coach, I know we came up short last night, but it's always great to be a Pirate. The kids worked hard, they played hard, coaches coached hard. Somebody's got to win, somebody's got to lose. Unfortunately, we came up on the short end of the stick. I was proud of the effort, proud to be a Pirate today.
Thank you. I just want to reach out to the community. I thought the community came out and really supported the guys. You know, I told the kids at halftime, or I told them all week long, this is going to be a tough game. I didn't expect anything less. You know, And you might think I'm crazy. I was excited that the game was as tight as it was at halftime. This is why I came to South Georgia, for big time games like this in a big stadium playing in front of 8,000 people. There's not many men in America. There's not many kids in America that will ever play in an atmosphere like that. And I have relished the opportunity to get in those games. And the thing I'm going to promise this community is we're going to get this city championship. I promise you that. I'm a coach that's relentless. I'm not going back down. And we're going to get one of these games and bring the trophy back home to Brunswick High.
Coach, I know you're not into moral victories, and I'm not either, but I woke up this morning, thought about it for a little while. Should have waited about 12 o'clock to write this article, but I didn't. But these kids played a top five, top three team in the state down to the wire last night. Is there something that they, on the mental side, that they can capture from just being in a game of that magnitude last night?
Well, the thing is that we told them all week long, I don't ever want to see them crying and stuff like that again after the game. If you go out there and give me your all, that's all I can ask as a coach. If you've done that, you can look me in the eye and say, Coach, I gave my all. There's no need to cry. Let's move on to the next. And that's what they did. They came to me when we got back on the bus and said, Coach, it's not over. Mm-mm. Coach, we're going to come back Monday. We're going to work hard, just like we did this last week, and we're going to get this victory. And that's all you want to hear from your kids. Coach, we're going to host a playoff game. Coach. They are focused and ready, and I love the message that I'm hearing from these guys. It's different than anything that I've ever heard since I've been here. They're changing. You know, I've had so many texts and calls from people from the community just proud of the boys' effort, and I appreciate that. You know, it goes to show you that, you know, in life, you know, like you said, somebody has to win, somebody has to lose, but people just appreciate the effort that our coaches and our kids put forward, and I just appreciate it from all our community leaders and members of our community.
Coach, any last comment before we go off the air tonight?
Appreciate you. Appreciate Mrs. Bishop. Appreciate our community leaders. We got a short week. Let's go get this win. Go Pirates.
Thank you, Coach. We appreciate you, too. Thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Larry Harrell on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Game Time Wings and Things across from Captain Joe's on Highway 341 and join us every Sunday night at 6:30 for the Larry Harrell Show. I'm Kip Branch signing off. See you again next Sunday when we talk about an Effingham County win.